Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Space. The final frontier, or is it? I don't know. So we asked Dr. Niamh Shaw on again to tell us all about UFOs. What are we supposed to do about them? Niamh, are you there? Come in, Niamh.
I'm here, coming to you loud and clear.
Very good.
To the radio signals. How are you, Jen?
I'm good. I have to ask you before we kick off, have you seen Buzz Lightyear?
No, I'm dying to see it. I haven't gotten to the cinema in ages. Is it good? I hear it's very good.
It's very good. My 4-year-old was a bit lost. Even my husband was a bit lost. So you will absolutely love it. And the last time we caught up with you, you were in Portugal with loads of other spacey
That's
type
right.
people. And you were coming back to chat to me in studio, but plans changed. So where are you off to now?
So I'm off to New Zealand now next. I'm actually hanging around Paris Airport. I'm super early. Just because I was just getting a train, it was just so I'm hanging around the airport, heading off to New Zealand for another piece of space stuff. I'll be reporting on a number of activities that New Zealand's involved in. Rocket labs, they have their own rocket launch company, and then this science mission called SOFIA, which is an initiative from NASA and the German space agency DLR, and they have a telescope on an aeroplane which they run at nighttime, and they take kind of pictures of the night sky. So from time to time they go to different parts of the world because the night sky is different and clearer. Sometimes they go to Chile, and then other times they go to New Zealand.
Wow.
So that's where I'm going down to check that out and report on it. So
okay.
Really looking forward to it. So yeah,
amazing.
Should be a bit of crack
stuff. Ah, sure, it sounds like deadly crack. Now, when we were talking last, we mentioned that the James Webb telescope pictures would be out soon. How big a deal have they been?
Oh, huge. Well, I here's me saying huge, and I don't know what the listeners were like on. I don't know if it's kind of impacted on the ground, because that's kind of my job, you know. In the science community and in the space community, they've had a huge ripple because they took images that were already taken before by other telescopes to kind of like, you know, the way you know the way when you do those eyesight tests in the opticians.
Yeah.
And they, you know, here's what you can read without your glasses, and here's what you can see with your glasses. They kind of showed a lot of those sort of pictures. So images that were like, oh my God, they're amazing. And then they show them taken by this new telescope in a much shorter period of time. And there's a hell of a lot more information there. So that's what people are really excited about. And then this other mad thing, they were able to look at a planet over 1,000 light years away. So a light year is a measure of distance. It's like 10 trillion kilometers. They were able to detect that there's water on that planet. Wow. I mean, we can hardly do that in Cork from Dublin.
That's,
you know,
crazy.
What I mean? But it's crazy. Yeah, because they have cameras on board, but they also have equipment that are able to kind of measure the constituent elements of different things that they can look out into the sky, or into the universe. So beautiful images. They were really pretty, and a lot of them were like upgrades of, this is what we saw before, but look at the detail. And then there's two types of camera that uses infrared light, different types of infrared light. So they showed, this is what near infrared looks like, this is what it looks like with mid infrared light. So they picked images on purpose to kind of show, this is what we can do. So it's kind of like an ad, you know, when you get a new upgrade on a phone or something. It's kind of like that. They're showing you what the upgrade can do. So people are very excited.
And if listeners want to go and have a good look, where can they see these images?
Well, you can go on the European Space Agency's website and just put in James Webb images, or the NASA website, or there's a dedicated website called the James Webb Space Telescope, and they're all free. They're beautiful screensavers. There's one particularly called Carina Nebula, which is just gorgeous. It looks like mountains, but it's all like oranges and blues and greens, and it's actually the birth of stars and all this gas and stuff given off. Oh, they're just stunning.
Wow.
They're stunning images.
And speaking of galaxies far, far away and all that, I wanted to ask you a bit about UFOs, because there was a big fuss and press conferences and hearings and all sorts in the last couple of years when the Americans finally admitted that UFOs were real. But I kind of lost interest. What are we or where are we with all of that now? What are we thinking?
Well, they kind of set up an official sort of investigative division, and for unexplained aerial phenomena. They don't like using UFOs anymore. They use
Okay.
UAPs. So they set it up last November. So they had the first hearing of that in May, and so there was about 400 sightings made, and they went through all of them. And of all those sightings, there's only 11 really that are still unexplained. They said, they look at them rigorously. Most, but not all, can be explained. And there's one particular one that happened in 2004, where there was fighter pilots in the Pacific, and this UAP was doing crazy stuff. It was able to drop down, disappear, go really fast, and they have video of it. And then there was another fighter jet one that's unexplained. But most of them, they can explain away, like that
The
they're.
Russians.
Well, that's the thing. A lot of it is like most people are kind of they're saying, look, we don't think it's other it in extraterrestrials, because we've never found wreckage, and we've never found bodies or any sort of material that isn't akin to Earth. So it's not extraterrestrials. So it's kind of pointing more and more to kind of national security threats. But if anybody has ever been to an aviation museum, the thing is that there are divisions all over the world where they're constantly like inventing new forms of aircraft. So there's some that are kind of designed purely for spying and stuff. So who knows what kind of aircraft they are? And they're not officially, released to the general public. You'd have to be in the know. And then years later, they kind of say, "Oh, we designed this. It was great. We got to see this and this and this." There's a plane called the Blackbird. I got to see it in California, recently, and it was made by Lockheed Martin. They have a whole division called Skunk Works, where they just literally tinker and test and design, and it's all top secret. And Blackbird was finally kind of announced to the world after it was retired, and it was able to do all sorts of stuff, like monitor, and it wasn't detected by radar, and so it was made with special material and everything. So who knows? It could just be more aircraft
Yeah.
that are being tested,
Okay.
Hopefully.
Can we talk about Mars? Because there is some
Yeah.
life on Mars. What is it, and is it going
Dun,
to attack us?
dun, dun, dun. I hope not, Jenny. I hope not. So this is really interesting, right? So we already knew a few years ago that they discovered that there is water under the surface of Mars, but it's very salty, they said, and it wouldn't really support life. So they were kind of going, we want to get there and see what it is. So at the same time, there are different regions of Earth that kind of are parts that are very similar to Mars. And one such place is the high Arctic region of Canada. And there's water under the what's known as permafrost, which is just like hard soil that's just constantly frozen all year long. And it's liquid because it's so salty. It's 24% salt in it, no oxygen in it. And yet they have found microbes. Microbes are like tiny, tiny, tiny living organisms that are able to stay alive by eating and living off materials that don't come from living things, which are like methane and sulfate and sulfide, so and carbon dioxide. So what they're inferring is if it's possible on Earth, and we know that there's salty water under the surface of Mars, then there probably are more, possibly could be microbes on Mars as well, that are also living off, the carbon dioxide and all that kind of stuff and the thing. So people have gotten very excited about that. And of course, we are already taking rock samples on Mars with the Perseverance rover, and they're planning now a way of collecting those samples and dropping them back off into Earth by about 2028. So then we'll know for sure.
Is the moon still a kip?
Oh, the moon is never a kip. My God, what are you talking about? You get the
Because
best.
all the rubbish being left up there,
Oh, I
and
know.
I
That was,
believe in bugs
yeah,
up
I
there,
remember.
and there's
Oh,
all
the
kinds of stuff.
tardigrades. The tardigrades. Yeah, no, I mean, it's all about the moon now. So they finally announced that the first step towards getting people back to the moon. It's a mission, a series of missions called Artemis. So Artemis was the sister of Apollo in the old, the old history books. But so they're finally launching the first kind of test of everything together. Artemis 1 on from no sooner than August 29th, probably September the 2nd, and I'm going to be
Of
there.
course you are.
So there's no people on board, but they're testing the capsule that'll have the people on board and the rocket, and that'll do like a 40-day whiz around the moon. And if that works, then we're going to be sending people up.
tidy it up while you're up there. Tell
to
them.
To clean it up with the brushes, a Hoover.
Get rid of all. Go up with a Dyson and sort that place out.
And all those poo bags. Oh, the poo bags.
The poo bags, the rubbish, the golf balls, all of that. Dr. Niamh Shaw, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. Enjoy New Zealand. Have a safe trip. I'll talk to you when you get back, okay? Thanks, love. Bye. There we go. That is Dr. Niamh Shaw off to New Zealand. She's absolutely amazing. We're going to take a quick break and then we will be right back.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.